His satanic majesty was so shaken by the horrors of everyday life in London that he fled back to the nether regions as fast as his cloven feet would take him. Crouched over a brazier at the rear of the stage, he warmed his hands at the flickering coals and mused on the folly of his visitation. "The sulphurous stench of my own estate is perfume compared to Billingsgate. My vilest tortures are petty sores on putrefying pox-ridden East Cheap whores. Our howls of anguish are happy sighs when heard alongside Bedlam's cries. My foulest poison can never compete with Marwood's ale in Gracechurch Street. In the stews of Southwark they have worse fare than those who toil here in the devil's lair." The first gust of wind brought the brazier to life, and flames leapt up to lick at Barnaby Gill's red-gloved hands. He pretended that he had deliberately stoked up the fire, and he danced around it with comic despair.
"Mortals, behold! You have all witnessed how London is the truer purgatory now. Henceforth I'll lease out cold and timid hell, and dwell instead